It takes a lot of energy to move a ship the size of an office building. As deckhands cast off lines, giant engines spin up, water rushes from propellers and thrusters, and a bluish-white plume of smoke and steam erupts from funnels atop the ship. That's led some to worry about the impact these behemoths have on small-town Southeast Alaska's air quality. Since 2018, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has gotten more than 200 calls complaining about poor air quality in Southeast Alaska cruise ports.
So last summer, spring and summer, we did a study in downtown Juneau. It was a pilot study to look at impacts from cruise ships to the Juneau downtown area.
That's Barbara Trost. She manages the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's Air Monitoring and Quality Assurance Program.
We are trying to collect data that we know we can compare to some known health impacts.
That pilot study used $250 monitors that measured how many fine dust particles lingered in the air. Other unpowered sensors measured sulfur dioxide. That's a component of diesel exhaust harmful to human health. Trost says those monitors picked up some data. Air quality was generally good, though it dipped as wildfire smoke from British Columbia settled in for a few days. And sometimes, when cruise ships were maneuvering in and out of port, there were upticks in fine dust in the air that lasted a few hours. But Trost says the passive sensors that measured other harmful pollutants associated with exhaust weren't sensitive enough to show useful data.
Basically, what we could see is the rise in particulate matter that would coincide with sort of a diesel plume from a cruise ship, but we couldn't really see a whole lot more on that.
So Trost and other state scientists upgraded their gear for round two. New $13,000 sensors are now being deployed around Southeast Alaska, including three in Juneau. The new monitors provide a bevy of measurements, including four different sizes of fine dust, harmful gases, not to mention meteorological data like wind and air pressure. Trost says it's the first time they've monitored sulfur dioxide and nitrogen dioxide in Juneau since 2001. Two of the monitors are earmarked for Ketchikan, thanks to a partnership between the state and the federally recognized tribe. Walter Robles is working with Ketchikan Indian Community on the project through AmeriCorps. That's a federal service program. He says KIC placed one of the sensors above a downtown tunnel near Ketchikan's cruise ship docks.
So the one above the tunnel will be good to kind of see, okay, what's a local effect?
That is, what air quality looks like closest to the ships themselves. He says he's hoping to place another one at an elementary school in a residential area about a mile and a half away.
Kids tend to be more of a sensitive population, so it's actually a very good site to have the other one at, because we can kind of see, well, is there any, what lingering effects are there, or pollutants are getting more inland.
The AQ mesh boxes are the first permanent air pollution monitors in Ketchikan. Previously, air quality estimates relied on mathematical models based on satellite readings. Tony Gallegos heads up KIC's Cultural Resources Department, which houses a variety of environmental monitoring programs. He says that since the monitors are intended to work year-round, they could also provide important information about pollution during the off-season.
It's kind of nice to know what's going on in the winter. You know, if we're burning wood, wood burning can cause sometimes a lot of harmful pollutants in the air locally that sometimes can stick around.
So the new monitors will help answer some existing questions about cruise ship exhaust, but they could also help raise some new questions, too. State scientist Trost says there are three more monitors waiting to be placed in other Southeast port communities. She says Skagway has expressed interest, but she's not sure where the last two will end up. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.